submitting all to God. Father, you are the supreme authority, a God of order. You have instituted other authority structures that will support healthy relationships and maintain harmony in our life. It is my decision to surrender my will to you that I might find protection and dwell in the secret place of Most High. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we bless your name and I thank you. I thank you, God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace on this morning, Father God. God, I especially praise your name on this day, God, that you brought me into this world, Father God, that you blessed me to be here and I'm still standing here, Father God. I thank you, God, that I'm able to stand in the gap and in the void, Father God, of that void of nothingness to create somethingness, to see things that come in forth whole and complete. I thank you for the opportunity to pray for my friends and my family and the people assembled here even on this line today. For your scripture says, pray ye one for another, Father God. And God, I just thank you for the mothers, Father God. I thank you for the ones who said yes to bringing forth the children, Father God, and to cover because you've entrusted them to watch over them. And the fathers, you've entrusted them to watch over the angels, the children, Father God. I thank you, God, for all the opportunities, Father God, that you've been presenting to each and every one of us, Father God. Well, we thank you, Father God, for we don't know who we are entertaining by day, that they might even be angels, Father God. But we are to witness and be an example and show the light and help someone who may not be able to find their way, Father God. God, I bless your name and I thank you, God, for even our ministers and our archbishop and our pastor, Father God, who embrace us, who hold us, who do not judge us, Father God, but help us and guide us, Father God. I thank you for the church that stands, Father God. Even if the doors are not there, the people, the church stands, that we will be standing holier before you, Father God. I thank you, God, for the light that shines upon us and the light that shines through us, Father God. I thank you for canceling sickness, Father God, and poverty around us and through us in our mindsets, Father God. We continue always to give you the praise, Father God. We cancel ourselves and let you arise in us. For our enemies will be scattered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you this evening. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you as we bring in this new morning. Father God, thank you for all the things that you are doing in our lives, all the miracles, all the blessings, all the favor, all of the surplus that you are sending our way, Lord. And Father God, right now, I just pray that you begin to answer those prayers of those individuals and every individual on this call right now. Father, I pray that you begin to hear each and every prayer, each and every voice, answer each and every need. Father God, I pray that you begin to meet us halfway, Lord. Father God, I pray that you begin to move as we begin to move, Lord. Father God, I pray that you begin to create the way for us to continue to walk in. Father God, I pray that you continue to send the favor our way, Lord. Father God, I pray that you continue to send divine connections, Father. Father, I pray that you continue to keep us connected and tucked into purpose, Lord. But Father God, I pray that you begin to continue to answer our prayers, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father God, we thank you for those things that you are already working out in our future, Lord. Father God, I just want to lift you up. I praise you. I honor you right now, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you, for you said come into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So this morning, we thank you, Father. We thank you for just waking us up, for blowing the breath of life in us just one more day. We thank you, oh God, for the great and mighty things that you have prepared for us, things that we know not of, Lord God. We just ask that you even begin to open our eyes to see more clearly, that you begin to give us new revelation of the things that you have for us. We thank you for the mighty man of God that you have placed before us in our Archbishop Eben R. Jordan and the First Lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for how you give them so much wisdom and so much great revelation that we always have fresh manna before us each and every time we come to feast at your table, O God. We thank you that you are preparing a way for us that no man could ever thwart our progress, Father, and everything that has come against us to try to keep us from becoming everything that you called us to be, we cancel those assignments even now in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for progress. We thank you for elevation. We thank you that you have chartered this course, that you called us to be here for such a time as this, that we could be everything that you called us to be, that we could do everything that you called us to do. Let us leave this earth empty vessels where we have poured out everything that you have poured into us, oh God, that this world is made better, that we have left an imprint, that an indelible imprint that cannot be erased, oh God. I thank you for our children, Father. Let nothing keep them from being everything that you called them to be. Lord, they are truly our arrows into the earth that we have sent forth to be all that you have called them to be. We've raised them up in the way that they should go. Please protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. Give them the ability to be 10 times smarter than the Egyptians. Let them be brilliant. Let their minds be illuminated in ways that we can't even begin to understand. And all the computers and all the great things that you have for this next generation. Open their eyes to see truth. Keep them away from the things that would keep them from being those things that you have for them in this hour. Lord God, the books that are within us, let them begin to spring forth quickly. Let the writing begin to flow in a great and mighty way, that we can begin to prepare the generations to come, that our seed and our seed shall be blessed for 1,000 generations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I come to you with my prayer family, standing at the footstone of your cross, dear Lord. I thank you for the dreams and visions that you give each and every one of us. You know each and every one of us by name, number, and prayer request. Hallelujah. We just thank you for the anointing of our ears, for the good news that's on its way. Hallelujah. We thank you for the fresh rain coming from the east, O Lord, and the blessings that you be bestowing on all of us and our family. Father God, just come in the household of each and every one of us and cover the four corners of each and every household and bless each and every prayer partner, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, hallelujah. What a heavenly host that you are. I give you honor and praise and glory and to the highest. We just thank you for blessing us, giving us a cheerful heart. Hallelujah. Blessing each and everyone's hands, and that everything that we touch will be healed and well. And each and every word that we speak will be well with you, Father God. Would you enhance our prayer life, our prayer tongue, bridle our tongue, hallelujah. Order our footsteps, Father God, we just thank you. In Jesus' mighty precious name, I say amen and amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to praise you this morning. We thank you, Father, for the gift of life that you have given us this morning. We thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes this morning. We thank you for your mighty protection upon our life this morning. We thank you for your angels that were surrounding us as we were sleeping this morning, Father. We thank you, mighty God, even for this day, Lord, as we are preparing to go to the services, different services, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your angels that are going to guide us and protect us and be with us, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom and knowledge that comes from you, Father. Father, we thank you even for all the fivefold ministry today, that they are going to minister the word of the Lord to your people, Lord. Release your power upon them, Lord. Release your spirit upon them, Lord. Whatever that comes out of their mouth, Lord, let it come straight from you in the name of Jesus. Father, we even thank you for the deliverance that's going to happen in the churches. We thank you for healing power that is going to happen in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you, Father. We know, Lord, that you are God of miracles, Lord. We thank you even for the miracles, Lord, that are going to happen in the churches today in Jesus' mighty name. Father, bless even the people who are going to attend today. Open their eyes, Lord. Open their mind so that they may hear what you have in store for them today in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I cover all the pastors, all the fivefold ministry with the blood of Jesus, and I thank you even for the angels that are surrounding them, Lord, as they are about to go and minister your word in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I know that the door that you have opened, Lord, nobody will close it in Jesus' mighty name, and whatever that you said, Lord, it shall come to pass, my Father, in the name of Jesus. And who dwelleth in the shelter of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the hunter. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We ask that you give us wisdom, Father God. We thank you for the knowledge, instruction, and wisdom, and the understanding, Lord God, of your word, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you give understanding to all who pay attention to your word. Father God, we thank you. You promised to impart wisdom to us, that we would listen to your word and attain unto your wise counsels, Father God. We therefore enter your presence, Lord God, with trust, Lord God, knowing that you will give us this wisdom according to 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and verse 10, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for filling us with the spirit of wisdom, so that we be able to discern your will, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that there's strength, Father God, and there is wisdom, according to Job chapter 12 and verse 13. Now, Heavenly Father, Lord God, let our mouths speak your wisdom. Lord, because of the righteousness of the blood of Jesus, we thank you for imparting to us, according to Psalms chapter 37 and verse 30. Father, in the hidden part of our lives, Father God, make us to know wisdom, according to Psalms 51:6, God, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, according to Psalms 90 and verse 12. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wisdom and knowledge that makes us happy, Lord God, because the gain of it is better than fine gold. Oh, God, by wisdom you founded the earth, and by knowledge, Lord, you established the heavens, according to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13, 2 through 20. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding is continually being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for the saints, God. We thank you for your exceeding greatness in us. God, we believe and we trust and we rely on you only. Well, Heavenly Father, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised him up from the dead and that he now sits at your right hand, seated in heavenly places as we are seated in heavenly places with him. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, who is your representative, your power and wisdom to us, and because the I am in us, God, we thank you right now. We stand all in you. We desire to always abide in you and you in us, God, for you've given us this wisdom and this righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And it is this reality, God, that causes us to rise up even in greater glory in you forever, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22 through 31. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we honor you. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just come before you tonight to thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for another opportunity to come together and pray. We thank you for this midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for those souls that continue to come on this line and support and pray, Lord God, and intercede for others who are not here on this line, Lord God. We thank you for the covering of protection that you have over our lives, Lord God. We thank you for our families, Lord God. We thank you for our children. We thank you for covering them and protecting them, Lord God. We thank you for watching over them at school and at play and even while they rest, Lord God. We thank you for touching their minds. We thank you for giving them sweet dreams, Lord God. We thank you for putting good thoughts in their minds, Lord God. We thank you for putting joy in their hearts, Lord God. We thank you for family, Lord God. We thank you for relationship in the season. We thank you for strengthening marriages, Lord God. We thank you for making us strong wives and strong husbands, Lord God. We thank you for making us strong mothers and strong fathers, Lord God. We thank you for making us strong believers, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things you are doing in our lives, even now, Lord God. We thank you for touching the educators, Lord God, that they function with good thoughts and positive energy towards our children, Lord God. We thank you for the crossing guards, Lord God, and the school aides and the police officers, Lord God. And we thank you for touching our government and touching their minds and touching their hearts in this season, Lord God. We thank you for joy in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the gift of laughter. We thank you for the ability to hear you, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps in this season, Lord God. I thank you for the ministry, Lord God. I thank you for all of the souls and lives that they are touching even now, Lord God. I thank you for our leadership. I thank you for Archbishop Jordan. I thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for continuing to strengthen their physical bodies, continue to strengthen their minds, Lord God. Strengthen your people, Lord God. I thank you for healing in this season, Lord God. Thank you for touching our bones and our blood vessels and our arteries, touching our minds, Lord God. Thank you for touching our hearts, Lord God. Thank you for opening our minds. Thank you for strength in this season. Thank you for financial breakthroughs in this season, Lord God. Thank you for right company in this season, Lord God. Thank you for right connections in this season, Lord God. I thank you for waking us up another day, Lord God. I thank you for seeing it fit that we should go ahead another day and do your work, Lord God. I thank you for all the miraculous things you continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we are blessed. We're blessed, Lord God, because we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. We're blessed because we do not stand in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in your law, God. In your law we meditate day and night. We thank you, God, that we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And we bring forth our fruit now in this season. And our leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, for strength. We thank you, Lord, that we are strong and that we are courageous. We thank you, Lord, that we walk in obedience to your word, Father God, and that whatever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that we are faithful according to your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk in obedience to your word, Lord, that we may have good success, that we take heed to your word, Lord God, because you hasten your word to perform it. And we thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop and our pastor, Deborah Jordan. God, we pray as we strengthen their hands and we undergird them, Lord God, and we cover their feet of clay. God, we thank you, God, for the prophetic download that you impart unto them, that they may teach us and feed us and groom us and prepare us, Lord God, to bring full manifestation as you have called us to occupy until you come in every territory that we occupy, God. We thank you, Lord, that we claim it for your glory. We claim it, Lord God, for full manifestation of the works of God. We thank you, Lord, for the healing in the land. We thank you for prosperity in the land. We thank you for restoring families. We thank you for rebuilding our waste places, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord is of God is upon us, and you've anointed us, Lord God, to bring good tidings to the meek. Lord, you've anointed us to bind up the broken heart and to relieve the oppressed, Lord God. Use us for your glory, God, and let every family that's represented on this line be healed, be restored, be set free, breaking bands of wickedness, bands of addiction, bands of illness, bands of mental illness, bands of dysfunction, Lord. We command freedom and healing and restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for healing in the land, healing in our families, healing in our relationships, healing in our bloodline, healing from all manner of disease, and nothing shall by any means harm us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people of God here on the line tonight. We thank you for every soul that's connected here even now and the families that's associated with it even now, Father. We thank you for our elders even now, Father God. We thank you for the matriarchs and patriarchs in our households, Father God. We thank you for the strength in families and unity even now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you cover our households, cover our families, Father God. Father, order our steps even now, Father God. Allow your wisdom and words of love to come forth and leave our lips even now, Father God. Father God, teach us the right way to do the things of your will even now, Father God. Let your will be done in our lives, not our will, but your will, Father God. Father, we thank you even now for divine healing. Touch our bodies even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for lifting our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, touch our children even now, Father God. Allow them to understand your work, Father God, your word, your word, your word, Father God. Father, we thank you for the disciplines and structures in place even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to dream many of dreams even now, Father God. Father God, let innovative thoughts begin to flow through us even now, Father God. Father, allow the people of God to shine forth in the kingdom even now, Father God. Father God, let your light, let your word be shined forth in the kingdom even now, Father God. Father, allow your word to shine forth in the world even now, Father God. Father, I ask that you just touch the hearts of those that are just lost or confused even now, Father God. Father God, touch the minds of the people even now, Father God. Touch my loved ones. Touch the Jordan household and the Jordan family. Touch all of the families even now, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah even now for the vision that you've laid in their spirit as they walk through globalizing the prophetic and touching and impacting the world, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Allow your covering angels to follow and surround us, Father God. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for entering into a new midnight cry. Father God, we thank you for, we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now because we know that no weapon formed against us will begin to prosper, Father God. We thank you now, and we begin to lift up your holy name, Father God, even now, because you are God, and beside you there is no other. Oh, Oh, Lord Jesus, we just begin to thank you now for that which you are doing, that which you have done, and that which you will do even now. Oh, Father God, we begin to bless your holy name even now. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know that your word says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases. Oh, Father God, we thank you because we know that you said that you've sent your word such that we may be healed from our disease. Oh, Father God, we thank you for touching our loved ones, touching our family members. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every loved one, every member that's on this line. Father God, begin to touch the hearts of the believer and the hearts of the unbelief. Father, begin to touch their hearts of unbelief. Father God, even now, such that they may know that your Son came, such that they may have life and have life more abundantly. Father God, help us as we continue to turn our back on sin, Father God, for we know, Father, that we have been redeemed, Father, when Jesus paid the price. Oh, Father God, we thank you for new life, Father, even now into our bones. Father God, we thank you for new life even now into our finances. Father God, we thank you for new life even into the minds of our children. Father God, we thank you for new life even in the minds of their teachers, Father, in the school. Father, we thank you for new life in the minds of the politicians in this season, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for new life over your bishops, over your pastors, Father, in your church, over your reverends, over your ministers, Father. Continue to touch them, Father. Keep them, Father, over your musicians, Father, over your psalmists, Father. Continue to touch them and keep them. Father God, we thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. Continue to strengthen them as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, even now, Father. And we thank you for all the souls, Father, connected on this line, Father. May they see your glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Father, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now for this time and opportunity to come before your throne of grace. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do in advance. And I thank you, Father God, even as the words that David said, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and have mercy also upon me and answer me. And Father God, as we petition you, hallelujah, tonight, God, for every prayer request, we know that you're getting ready to answer us. Answer every request, God. Every miracle, God. Answer us right now. Answer us and hasten the answer, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now for, hallelujah, for peace. I thank you for love. I thank you for joy. Hallelujah. I thank you for wisdom and understanding, Father God. I thank you for hallelujah, for the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto us, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of every stronghold. And Father God, we come against every stronghold of the enemy right now. We come against every stronghold of his assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. You have no dominion in our life. You have no dominion in our families. You have no dominion in our neighborhood. You have no dominion in our schools. You have no dominion in our children. You have no dominion, hallelujah, even in our president. You have no dominion even in the Senate, in the government. Hallelujah. You have no dominion right now in Congress right now. You have no dominion. Honorable Shasta, because we know that God is in control. You have no dominion of our opponents. In the name of Jesus, you have no dominion, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, over, hallelujah, even other people in other countries right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I plead your blood over your people right now. Cover us in your blood in the name of Jesus. You have no dominion in our churches right now, our ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now, even as I pray tonight, send forth revival, God. Send it forth to the north, to the south, and to the east, and to the west. God, send forth revival now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for salvation right now for our unsaved relatives, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your dunamis power, that yoke-breaking power. Break every yoke, every bondage, every generational curse, drug addiction, sexual addiction, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, hallelujah, generational curses. Break it now in the name of Jesus. Satan and the Lord rebuke you right now. And Father God, we call forth the spirit of prosperity right now in the name of Jesus. God, right now, begin to prosper your people in everything that they do, God. Even how they think, God. Send forth prosperity, God. We thank you, Father God, for daily bread. God, I thank you, Father God, that you will continue to give us seed to sow and bread to eat, God. You, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the transfer of the wealth, God, to your people that we may build your kingdom. We thank you, Father God, that you have, hallelujah, you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you, your word say that you will give us power to attain wealth, God. We thank you, Father God, that you say you are our shepherd and we shall not want. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over every household. Right now, their cars, their jobs, their businesses, every ministry right now, every pastor, hallelujah, every deacon, hallelujah, right now, every evangelist, hallelujah, every teacher right now, every prophet right, cover prophet right now, every bishop, Lord, come on your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us decrease that you may continuously increase in our life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the lift. We thank you for the breakthrough. And Father God, even we decree and declare that cancellation, God, in the name of Jesus. God, begin to turn, hallelujah, things around for your people tonight. And God, even when the enemy come in, there's a flood. God, the Spirit of God will lift up a standing against and Holy Spirit you to move before us right now. Make every crooked place straight right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree, we declare victory, breakthrough, and miracles in the lives of your people right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for every word, every utterance, every prayer that has been uttered on this call tonight, Father. Father, we lift it up unto you and we offer it unto you, Father. Father, allow these prayers, these offerings, become a sweet-smelling savior unto your nostrils in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we have closed one day and we are entering into a new day, Father. Father, let this day be a day of great excitement, great peace, great strength, Father. Order our footsteps, Father, so that all that will be said and done, you will get the glory and you will be magnified in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. And Father, allow the meditation of our heart, Lord, allow it to be acceptable in thy sight. The words that we speak, Father. Father, allow these words to be acceptable in thy sight, Father. And Father, we'll be so careful to give thy name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you have started. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to perfect everything, everything, everything that concerns us. Therefore, Father, we receive all that you have for us because we say yes to your will. Father, we stand in this hour and in this place and we say yes. The perfect yes, incredible shepherd, the yes that surpasses all other yeses. We say yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your purpose, yes to the allness of your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Well, Prophet Naomi, thank God. You just keep getting better and better, and we're going to start documenting the people as they began to come on the call. I know tonight we had over 100-something people on the call, and we're just giving God praise. And I'm all prophesying to you. We're going to get this call up. It's going to be 1,000. That's going to be an easy and a light thing for God, for where he's going to take us, because we're on a mission, and we're not going to be stopped, nor will we be deterred, because God is moving, and God is doing this thing. So I pray, people of God, for your strength, for your tenacity. Keep on keeping on. Take courage and be encouraged in the name of the Lord. I love you all, and I thank
love
God for
too.
Each and every one of you. Peace and
love.
Blessings.
You,
Pastor.
Love you,
thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank
you. Love you, Pastor.
We love
yes,
you.
Yes, amen. Thank you. We love you.
Amen. 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 Well, I want to thank you all for coming on this morning, prophetic prayer cry call. And I know that God is doing some awesome things in everyone's life.
Yes.
I just want to let everyone know, check your email. Also, if you do not have a church home and you are in the New York City area, come down to 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street at 9:30. We have leadership Bible study class with our Archbishop. There's also a youth leadership program that starts at 9 a.m. and Sunday service is at 11 a.m. and at 4 p.m. You can come and you can worship with us, and we're at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, and I'm going to be working on getting the churches that are affiliated with Zoe Ministries on our website on PastorDeborahJordan.com. So if you are in any of those areas, you can attend one of the prophetic churches that is out there. I want to thank you all, and we will be back here by 11:50 p.m., today. God bless and enjoy this wonderful, blessed Sunday. Good night.
Amen. Peace.
Night, night.
Bless you.